Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. This is my cat Sly, and we are both very happy to sit with you today in meditation. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you or in a chair, and both are fine. And before we sit today, I want to continue answering the questions that you guys have sent me, which I really, really appreciate, because I could think of all sorts of things to talk about, but what I really want to do is answer your questions. So if you have a question about your practice, about Buddhism, spirituality, and so on, that I might help with, please leave your question in comments here, or you can also click on the Ask Susan podcast link and leave me a voice message. That would be awesome. I'd be delighted to answer your question on my podcast too. So this week's question comes from Jackie. Hi, Jackie. Who says, as an overthinker, I struggle with thinking that occurs when I meditate. Some days there seems to be a lot, and it can be a challenge to stay focused on my breath. I wonder, too, at times, how do I differentiate between being mindful and overthinking? Thank you for the Open Heart Project. It is a wonderful gift. You're very welcome. And thank you for your practice, Jackie. So, as an overthinker, you want to have less thoughts while you're meditating. And that makes, I guess that makes sense. But we're not trying to stop thinking in meditation. We're not trying to have less thoughts. Maybe try to have less cats. We're not trying to have less thoughts. We're not trying to have better thoughts. We're not trying to have any different thoughts than what we might have naturally. So if you are the kind of person that thinks a lot about things, then that's great. That's totally included in your practice. In meditation, again, as I say, we're not trying to stop thinking. And my sort of favorite analogy for how weird that would be is if I ask you to look out through your eyes, which I assume you're doing, or hear through your ears if you're visually impaired. And now if I would ask you to stop seeing anything or stop hearing anything, and you really, really tried to do that, that would be extremely frustrating and also not that interesting, even if you could do it. So we're not trying to stop thinking or have different kinds of thoughts in meditation. Rather, we're trying to make friends with ourselves as we are. So sometimes when we sit down, we have a lot of thoughts. Sometimes when we sit down, it's a little more spacious in there. Sometimes we feel our thoughts are painful. Sometimes our thoughts are boring. Sometimes they're important. It is irrelevant in meditation, because we're not trying to be good at meditating. That wouldn't be that awesome. We're trying to be good at being who we are. And that begins with getting to know who we are. So the Tibetan meditation master Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche called meditation the act of making friends with yourself. And that is a fairly radical act, to relax with yourself just as you are. So in our meditation practice, we're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to accomplish anything, even. We're trying rather to just be right here with ourselves exactly as we are. So when your question, cats are about to get in a fight. Your question ends with the additional question of, how do I tell the difference between being mindful and overthinking? So what that implies to me is that as you're on the meditation cushion, and this could be wrong, but what I gather is you see a thought arising, you're like, stop thinking. You see another thought, try to put that down. You see a third thought, let me just focus on my breath and get away from that. So I want to encourage you to not like look at your thoughts like targets, and that you have to, okay, it's okay. And you've got to get your meditation BB gun out and go bee, 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 bee. And, you know, decimate your thoughts. That is not being mindful. Most of your thoughts will come and go without distracting you too much. And you don't have to do anything about those thoughts. However, we want to notice when we become fully absorbed in thought, to the point where we have forgotten about our breath. to notice that is actually, that's what mindfulness is. Oh, you notice where your mind is. So, oh, it's thinking. So in our practice, you say to yourself, thinking, silently. You label that moment thinking, and then you come back to the breath. So I'll just close by saying the object of meditation is not to be good at meditation, which I already said. It's to become friends with yourself. So if yourself is an overthinker, quote unquote, no problem. Get to know her and extend the hand of kindness to her. So I hope that makes sense, and let's actually practice kindness towards ourselves by practicing meditation. So here we go. Begin your practice by relaxing with yourself. You can relax your body by giving your weight to the cushion or chair and establishing the intention to really be right here. Like, let yourself land right here. Don't hold back. And you can relax your mind by letting go of any hope for your practice or fear about your practice. And just be here. The legs are crossed loosely in front of you if you're on the floor, and if you're in a chair, your feet are flat on the floor. And the hands rest on the legs, palms down. And there's no need for any mudras or special gestures because we're not trying to get the hands to work for us. We're simply letting them rest. Sit up straight. And let the front body relax, the belly, the chest, the throat. Let your shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit. And the mouth is closed. But the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And please enjoy not having to say anything. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to critique. You don't have to prove. You can just be silent. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And because this is a practice of wakefulness, the eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a spot a few feet in front. Feel yourself breathing. Feel the inhale and the exhale. The breath is the object of our meditation, but we're not observing it, which implies a kind of stepping out and looking back. Rather, we're feeling it. We're being with it. So let your attention rest on the wave of breath. Let it come in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. And stay with the breath as best you can. You don't have to try to stop thinking. However, if you notice that you are absorbed in thought, like you've forgotten about the breath, that's awesome. You just woke up. So notice that. Notice that you're thinking. Say to yourself silently, thinking. That is called thinking. And let go. It doesn't matter what the thought is about. And gently, very gently, bring your attention back to the breath and take a fresh start. If you ever get lost, just come back to the breath. And remember, you can always simply begin again. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you for practicing together.